Explore 137 miles between Anchorage and the Little Nelchina River.
Palmer's Raven Hall was abuzz with new ideas as well as interested citizens during the Matsu Transportation Fair. Debbie Rinke handed out free audio guides on CD for travelers on the Glen Highway.
It's a guide that you put in your vehicle while you're driving along the Glen Highway. Glen Highway National Scenic Byway starts in Anchorage. And ends just a little bit past Eureka, or the other way around, starts in Eureka, ends in Anchorage. And the personal audio guide talks about different attractions along the way.
The fair provided a sort of one-stop shopping experience for anyone looking for information on the myriad transportation projects on the horizon from Anchorage up the Glen and Parks Highways through the valley. Some innovations now under consideration are a local bus service from Valdez to Anchorage that could serve villages as far away as Gulkana and Chitna. That study is being headed by Colorado-based LSC Consultants, but some would rather fly.
I'm Tom Middendorf with Dowell Engineers. We're doing the Palmer Airport Master Plan, so it's a 20-year look at what the airport needs are for the Palmer Airport.
Middendorf's display of aerial maps projects what's to come for Palmer pilots over the next two decades. He says plans for growth include expanded maintenance facilities in Palmer, something that Hagland Air is already working on.
They operate from Anchorage, and then they come to Palmer and they do all their maintenance of those airplanes here in Palmer, even though the planes fly in and out of Anchorage.
For those that ride the local Matsu community transit buses, change will come a bit more quickly, according to Lou Friend, who heads Mascot. He says passengers to the north and west of Wasilla will get regular routes for the first time, among other innovations.
Well, we're excited here, October 6th. We're going to be changing routes and times. We're going to be offering express routes earlier in the morning, which we have not been able to do, to help folks, as it were, commute back and forth in the valley.
Mascot also runs commuter buses to Anchorage, although some commuters are looking forward to riding the rails to the big city. Tom Brooks with the Alaska Railroad says commuter service is still a ways away, but the railroad is working toward it little by little.
Well, I think the railroad's done a number of projects to kind of enable commuter service. We've put some track straightening projects in place and build a bunch of depots. I think the next step is going on right now where the Matsu Borough and the City of Anchorage are getting together and talking about forming a joint regional transportation authority.
Brooks says most tracks between Wasilla and Anchorage are already built and upgraded. On another note, the railroad is ordering its first diesel multiple unit, a self-propelled rail car that will be able to ferry 110 people at a time from Portage into Chugach National Forest. The DMU ought to be here in time for next summer's visitor season. Now that's riding in style. I'm Ellen Lockyer.